pretty weird.
T3 Media.
Hey guys, prepare yourself for another episode of Talking Through the Media. This is your home for entertainment news and reviews by fans for fans. I'm your host, Chris Fagan, and joining me, as usual, on a Thursday is Joy Fagan. Hey, babe, how you doing? She was very curious if we were talking about the Fantastic Four, and we are. And also joining us to help us talk about the Fantastic Four, virtually, I was trying to figure out how to say that, virtually, Lana Marie. Hey, what's going on? Welcome back.
From cyberspace.
Welcome back from cyberspace. Let's do a quick sound check. All right, can you hear me? Are we okay over there?
Yes.
Okay. Make sure your sound is good. Okay, we have to do a quick sound test to make sure that I can't get sued by Lana. Last time she said the volume was too low and I was to be docked $500. So
wow. I'm
make sure that that doesn't happen again. Guys, like I said, this is the show where we talk about the latest in entertainment news. We pretty much only got a few topics to talk about today. Some last minute stuff that came in regards to the Fantastic Four updates. I'm going to do a review with my wife. We saw Anyone But You on Netflix. I'm going to give my thoughts on that, her thoughts on that, any excuse to talk about Sydney Sweeney. Don't worry about it. It's just my thing. Don't worry about it. and me and Lana will discuss the latest episode of X-Men 97. So guys, share your thoughts on any of those topics that we have coming up. Share your thoughts on this main topic that we're about to talk about. The first topic of the night. Babe, what do we got going on a Thursday?
We have the Fantastic Four.
Yeah. Did I not print out the whole thing?
Well, you did, but then you said something about it changed.
Or? No, that's right. Still okay. The same. Yeah.
Well, John Malkovich joins the Fantastic Four. This from Deadline, Malkovich has been cast in the Fantastic Four. As of now, the actor's role has not yet been revealed, so fans will have to speculate whether he's playing a hero or a villain. The cast so far in Julia Garner will play Shala Ball, a female version of Silver Surfer, while the starring cast includes Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, a.k.a. Mr. Fantastic, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, a.k.a. Invisible Woman, Ebon Moss-Bachrach as Ben Grimm, a.k.a. The Thing, and Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, a.k.a. Human Torch. This MCU film is set to release in theaters in 2025.
That was the original news that came up. We're going to talk about the other news that came up after that. So John Malkovich finally joins a Marvel movie. And I speculated that he was probably going to play. I was like, what if he's Galactus? And then like, nope, that's not what's happening. That role has been filled. But before we get into that, Lana, I'll start with you. Lana, what do you think about this news about John Malkovich? Are you excited about this casting? What do you think about John Malkovich joining the Fantastic Four?
I think that's pretty awesome because, I mean, he's a really powerful actor. Mm-hmm. The last film I remember watching was Warm Bodies, where he played the dad.
Oh, yeah.
The zombie film.
I love that movie.
And I don't know, everything I've seen of him, it's like, I feel like whatever it is, you'll like it.
Right. The cool thing about John Malkovich's casting is that he was originally supposed to play the Vulture in the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man universe. If they were going to do a Spider-Man 4 with Tobey Maguire, he was supposed to be the Vulture. They didn't go that way. They rebooted, and then Andrew Garfield took over. They went to the Lizard, and then Rhino and Goblin and everything. And then when they rebooted it again, we finally got the Vulture with Michael Keaton. So we never got that Vulture with John Malkovich that we were supposed to get. So I'm wondering, I know he's not the Vulture, because Michael Keaton is the Vulture technically for the MCU. But I can't call it. If I was to guess, I would assume that he's probably an agent or something like that. Maybe he's not a villain, or maybe he's just an agent or something. Maybe not necessarily with S.H.I.E.L.D., but I could see him playing something like some friend of the Fantastic Four, maybe somebody from the past who knew them before they got their powers, and then when they get brought into the MCU in the current timeline, remembers them from when, you know, from way back. I don't know, or maybe he's a villain. I don't know, but
yeah, he could be a villain too.
He could probably be a villain, but if you were to guess, if you know anything about like the Fantastic Four villains or anything like that, do you have any speculations of who John Malkovich could play, or what would you? Is there a character that you would like to see him as?
That requires some more thought. I don't know.
I don't know much about the Fantastic Four villains either. So anybody's guess is good as my. You guys in the live chat, you guys that are joining us now, if you have any thoughts on that, babe, do you have any thoughts on John Malkovich from any past movies or
I mean,
or
this I love current him. Casting? He's great, but I know zero about the Fantastic Four, so yeah. I can't really tell you who I think
Jessica
he,
Alba,
you don't play.
Jessica Alba's dad, you don't think so? Not the same universe.
But he's great.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever they have chosen him for, he'll be fantastic.
Yeah, I see what you did there. Yeah. I see what you did there. You guys are in the live chat. If you guys are having any news or any, because this just hit. Like I said, this was going to be the main topic. Who could John Malkovich be playing in the MCU? Would you rather see him as a hero or a villain, or does it matter, or could he just be some background character, just, you know, hey, you know, have a package here for Tony Stank, like that, like could he be the new Stan Lee pop-ins or something like that? Wouldn't that be funny if he was the new Stan Lee pop-ins? You're not gonna do that, but that would be interesting. If you guys have any speculations or if you are hearing any news, any developing news about who John Malkovich could be, let us know in the chat. If you have any guesses or any fan wishes, a wish list, put it in the chat and I'll pop them up here on the chat box here and show your thoughts on that. So beyond that, yeah, there was new development that came up after the fact, and I had to hurry up and amend the main topic. Because, like I said, I assumed that he could probably play a character like be Galactus. Maybe he was going to be the voice of Galactus. But no, that turned out, that was debunked while I was in the middle of the show. Let me get this cat out the way as I try to read this, because he was literally blocking what I was about to read here. So fans will speculate on whether or not John Malkovich will play a hero or a villain. So the person that has been cast as Galactus has been named as Ralph Ineson. The British actor, whose three-decade career ranges from Harry Potter movies to recent horror prequels, The First Omen, has landed the plum part of Galactus, a cosmic entity who consumes planets to sustain his life force. So I remember seeing him in The Witch. That was one of the first Anya Taylor-Joy movies that I saw before I knew Anya Taylor-Joy was going to become as big as she is today. That was a real freaky horror movie that she was in. And I believe he played her father, if I'm not remembering that incorrectly. I don't remember him in Harry Potter. I'm going to have to go back to IMDb. Because he seems like he's one of these actors where I've seen him in a whole bunch of stuff, but I can't remember what I've seen him in. So if I've seen the Harry Potter movies, but I don't remember what character he played. And you guys can help me out in the chat. But Joy, do you have any recollection of who of Ralph Ineson?
I'm googling. Ineson.
You're googling.
No,
oh, you're googling.
I have no.
She's googling as we speak. What about you, Lana? Do you have any recollection of what other movies? Have you seen? Are you Googling too? Is everybody Googling?
I'm gonna have to.
Okay, because I haven't seen The First Omen, and like I said, 3 decades. Like I said, we've seen him in movies, but yeah. I've seen Harry Potter, but I can't remember what character he played. I don't know, guys in the chat.
Because he was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
As what? He was. You said he was. You said he was.
Ready Player One.
I've seen that movie too. Love that movie.
Star Wars: The Last Jedi.
So, okay, so we've seen him in everything. Look, guys, I have the worst memory when it comes to actors and stuff like that. So, mostly, if we've only mostly heard his voice or anything. Let's go to the chat. Let's see what, our legend in the chat room is lighting it up. So I'm assuming that I overlooked something or I missed something. Let me see if I can pull you up here. There we go. Chat real time. Let's go here. Let's see. Howdy, I am butthurt. What are you butthurt about?
That he doesn't get to see Charlerine, the new Mad Max. I don't know if that how the new Mad Max series.
Oh, okay. All right. My butt hurts how I don't get to see Charlerine, the new Mad Max series. But I rock with Blade and Jubilee. Oh, I guess we're talking about X-Men on that one. He can be Hootikala. Oh, okay. Now on the question of who John Malkovich could play, he can be Hootikala during Planet Hulk and beat the brakes out of Scar. I'm assuming that was when I asked who John Malkovich could play, but I assumed that John Malkovich was going to be Galactus, but then this gentleman being cast, Ralph, and like from what I can tell, no one seems to have a problem with it. So I'm going to have to refresh myself on, like, I guess his voice, because obviously that's what it's going to come down to. I'm wondering if they're going to model him the way they did with Thanos and have him have Galactus be in human form or humanoid form, or if it's just going to be his voice.
Says that he is known for his very distinctive deep voice.
Yeah, no. That's what I was about to say. I'm finding a lot of characters for voice roles. And
yeah, like, yeah, he's voiced many characters in lots of video games as well.
Okay. Okay, so I mean, so
that really helped me out, but yeah. Still, apparently he has a very deep voice of some sort.
Yeah, so I guess maybe he's got that voice, that chocolate rain voice, chocolate rain. I don't know. I guess that's, hey, if you like it, I love it. Okay, I mean, so far everybody is excited about it. I'm gonna have to go on IMDb and refresh myself on what this guy sounds like. Is he a panty dropper? I guess that's what's going on here. I guess that's what's happening here. If you like it, I love it, guys. Let us know in the chat what you guys think about Ralph Ineman as Galactus. Everybody seems to love it so far. I have no complaints. People are saying perfect cast for him to play Galactus. Guys, let us know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's keep talking about that. Now let's move on real fast to the next topic. What did I have coming up next?
X-Men 97.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Season 1, Episode 9, Tolerance is Extinction, Part 2.
That's a mouthful of a...
Their Magneto villain, Xavier returns.
Oh, no, I mean, those are our notes right there. Okay. So, real fast, let's talk about the latest episode. There was a lot that happened, and this wasn't this felt like a season or series, or I mean a season finale, but this is the episode before the last episode of the season. What did you think about this episode, Tolerance is Extinction Part 2, Lana?
Oh my God.
Where do I start?
Yeah, really.
You go ahead. I got to fix your camera while you talk, but go ahead. I got you.
It's just extremely unexpected, like every episode so far. I mean, I'll say first, I love the relationship between Jean and Storm.
I was just about to ask you about that. Yeah. What did you
think? Like, the whole sister best friend thing, I love it. It's also very fresh, you know, like you don't see that portrayed so much, and I'm glad that they're including something that is, I guess, a positive, mm-hmm. especially with all the stuff going on in there, and they have this, they're showing this bond, you know, like this, matter what.
I like that line that they said before they went to fight, because Storm is a she controls the weather, and Jean controls things with, she's a telepath, she controls things with their mind. What it was something about they will have to mind your weather, and then the other one said they're going to have to weather your mind or something like that. I see what you're doing there. That's cute. But no, go ahead. What would you?
My brain went.
I have some notes on there, babe. You said
so
okay.
Much.
the notes for X-Men. Let's start off with Magneto. What did you think about the fact that Magneto is now back in his classic villain role for the series?
I mean, it looks like he tried to, you know, be the good guy, but it didn't quite work out. Everything kind of went another direction, and I kind of don't blame him. So
you're on team Magneto was right.
Sort of, yeah.
the sad thing about it was that yeah, you're right. He really did try, and
like I thought it was gonna be like a trick. Like he had something up his sleeve the whole time, like old Magneto stuff. And I was like, no, he's actually serious.
Because he's seen it so many times before. He's seen humanity be given unlimited chances and opportunities to be right and be decent, and they just go back to just being racist and assholes and stuff. That's like the metaphor.
He saw it as human, humankind, and he saw it as mutant kind.
Yeah. He saw it during the Holocaust. He saw it, and then he's seeing it as an adult. History repeating itself. And so it's that has always been one of the best parts of these X-Men stories with Magneto. He's one of my favorite villains of all time. So I can't wait until they incorporate him into the MCU and see how they're gonna handle that. Rogue, what do you think? What did you think about Rogue's? Hey, what's going on, Brianna? How you doing? I see you in the chat. What did you think about Rogue's little speech when she joined Magneto and how she just clapped back at everybody on the way to joining Magneto, saying stuff like that the professor, failed and abandoned, and Storm didn't see the last couple of weeks because her ass was she had no powers, and she really just dug at everybody. Do you think that was fair? What did you think about Rogue getting all that off her chest? So you think she's still grieving?
I think she is still grieving. I mean, she's been through a lot
this season.
And I don't know. I'm sort of on her side too. So
you're all the way team Magneto. And so if you were in that crowd right there, you'd probably join Magneto too, right?
It's like enough is enough.
Yeah, we tried it your way.
More.
We tried it your way. Let's kick them all out. One of the last things I liked about this episode, I don't know what went down between the former showrunner that was just recently fired, and I'm glad that he got season two out of the way before he was let go. So season two shouldn't really lose a step, but I'm now to the point where it's like, whatever happened, unless we're talking espionage, unless he tried to like steal from the Disney Plus petty cash account or something, like, I don't know, anything short from that, I feel like they need to give him his job back, because I feel like next season they're gonna, no matter if any time that there's a weak episode, people are gonna think it's because they fired that gentleman that was let go recently. I'm worried about season two. But before we move on off of this episode, Wolverine, finally, that classic thing that happened in the comic books where Magneto finally rips into Wolverine and takes all that metal out and within an inch of his life. Did you expect that to happen, or were you like me? I'm surprised it hasn't happened sooner.
What? I'm surprised that something hasn't happened like that, but after he stabbed him, I was like, oh no, don't do that. Like, because y'all are doing the death thing right now, where y'all are actually trying to kill each other. He's gonna do something even more horrible to you. And I was like, and that's exactly what happened. Like he just that. And I was like, holy crap, I wasn't expecting them to actually do it though, even though it's like, what would be the next thing? You know, like after he stabs him, like he's not gonna not like just let him live. He has already said like this is a war now.
I'm thinking we just saw two things, because I recently learned something when I went down a TikTok rabbit hole. I learned that there was an episode in a comic book where Magneto's heart was either stabbed or even, like, I don't know, a hole was punched in his chest, and where he had no heart, but he was able to use his powers, his magnet powers, to force his blood to keep pumping. Even though he had no heart or what ability to do it, he was able to will his body to keep living with using his powers. That's how powerful he is. And I'm wondering if that's what we saw. Did we see Wolverine stab him through the heart, and Magneto had to use his powers to keep himself from dying, and simultaneously retaliate against Wolverine and do that classic pull the antimanium out of his body? Because throughout, so I'm just curious about that, but. But then that made me think, why didn't we ever see that in any of the old X-Men movies? And I think you helped me figure that out. It's because we never saw Wolverine ever get that close to Magneto. Magneto was always able to feel when Wolverine's metal got close to him, so he was always able to keep him at bay. But in this moment, Wolverine, just like you said, he got him. He actually stabbed Magneto with metal. And I think that pissed Magneto off so much that metal was able to pierce his skin, the master of magnetism. He was like, "Yo, yeah, no, I'm gonna have to do something so gross." Do you think that's the reason why we've never seen it happen before, and like in the movies or any of the other cartoons? Because Wolverine has never been able to get that close. What do you think about that theory?
I think that it could have happened at any time, but I think there was something that was keeping like Magneto, like mentally, like whatever the relationship with Xavier, there's something that was always there and he finally let go of it. So it could have happened at any time.
I
It
mean,
just
yeah. I mean, that. What was that other line? Something that Magneto said. There's something I've been wanting to say. Two words that I've been wanting to say to you for years. And when he said that, I literally was like, I thought about the WWE. I was thinking about two. I got two words for you. I thought he was gonna say suck. I was gonna say suck it. What? You're gonna what? Suck it? Are you gonna say suck it? And then he just said, no, shut up. I was like, oh, okay. It's Disney.
I did see like there's an article going around that fans are talking about like they believe they're trying to kill everybody off to make room for new characters.
They better not. They better not do that Transformers the movie bull crap, because that's exactly what they did back in the 80s when the Transformers movie started. Like the first 5 minutes, all your favorite Transformers were killed in the first 5 minutes of the movie to make way to make because we have new toys. No, I think they're getting rid of all these major characters, and then at the end of the season, or at the end of maybe season two, there's going to be some kind of a time jump and reset. I think Gambit's coming back. I think everybody that's been, even that are dead, they're going to come
Unless he's
back with some
deaf.
kind of a time thing or something. Like Bishop is going to go back and stop it all from happening or something like that. That's what I think is going to happen. What about you?
There's also like the theory like for like I'm still mad about Gambit. like Gambit coming
For
back as
me,
death
for me.
or like all these other ideas of I guess the characters being changed or upgraded or whatever you want to call it. I always thought like the moment we saw Cable, like, oh, okay, everything's okay because everything will be reversed. But
But it
he makes
hasn't
that
happened yet.
comment. He made that comment and it's like, oh, no. And there's also like the other part if we're fans are talking about the guy in the background of all the episodes. Is he called like watching the
The watcher?
watcher? Yeah. And the whole what if scenario.
I only saw him on episode one. I haven't seen him in anything else. You think he's still, has he been in every episode?
I don't know about every, but I've seen more than one.
Okay. I think some time thing is going to happen and it's going to get reset. But overall, did you love this episode? What did you think about this? Was this your favorite out of all of it, or is this, what does it rank with you? Top three?
It's not going to be my favorite. I was more like, I was angry. Like I left it just feeling so just wrong.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, it got an emotional.
I love the series. Yeah. I love the series though.
Well, I'm loving it too. I can't wait to get more out of it. But guys, let us know what you think about the X-Men 97. What are your theories? What do you think is going to happen in the last episode of, what is it, Tolerance is Extinction Part 3. I'm curious on what's going to go down on that, and we'll get into your thoughts a little bit after the show. But before we end it off, let's do a quick review. I'm going to talk with Joe. We saw another series. You didn't watch the X-Men with me, but we saw a movie called Anyone But You with Tiffany. I switched to the wrong camera. Tiffany Sweeney. I'm sorry, to say Tiffany Sweeney. Sydney Sweeney.
We saw, made up a new person.
Yeah. Who am I thinking about? Tiffany Haddish and Sydney Sweeney. I don't know. But we saw it on Netflix, and I heard good things about it. I heard that it was doing good in the theaters, but for some reason I didn't want to go to the movie. I think we might have planned to go see it in the theaters, and then something happened. We never got around to seeing it, so we watched it on Netflix. But I really did enjoy it. I thought it was a good movie. So real fast, what was your quick thoughts on?
I mean, it's super.
So
if you're expecting something different than any other rom-com type movie, like a different outcome, you're not going to get it because it's
typical.
It follows the normal plot lines.
But in the middle, getting there, they made a few trope changes. They didn't stick to all the tropes. They stick to a lot of them, but there was some that they didn't. I'll give it.
I mean, it didn't bother me. Yeah. I just. If you're going into it expecting to see something totally different, it's a rom-com and it does what rom-coms do.
Yeah.
But it was super cute.
Suck it.
I had a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the Australian surfer dude
was the funniest part.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah. I forget
what his name was. Yeah. I'm calling him, but.
I thought that the tropes that they did break were like things like, for you to like the person that you're meant to be with, you gotta hate the boyfriend or the girlfriend that they're with. They have to be a jerk. They did it.
I mean,
they did it with one of the characters. Like you rooted for Sydney Sweeney's character because the other girl on the other side that the guy that she was meant to be with could be the person that he could choose. She was a total jerk. But on Sydney Sweeney's side, the guy that everybody were expecting her to get with, her ex-boyfriend, he wasn't a jerk at all. He was a nice guy. So they it was situations where they broke rom-com norms that we've seen over the years, and in a lot of ways they kept them all they kept them all intact. The cast was funny. I can see
Dermot
why
Dermot Mulroney is great as always.
Which one?
Sydney Sweeney's dad.
Yeah,
I mean he's been around forever. He's good.
The guy who played Dollar, I think his name was on that show Dave that I watched. I can't remember if his name was Dollar or not, but that the friend of the family who was, I don't know, I can't remember his name. Anyway, overall it was a good time. It was a good movie. I can see why this movie did so well. It worked very well because it was rated R. Being rated R really helped. The fact that they didn't hold back with the jokes and some of the raunchy humor, it helped. If this was rated PG-13, this probably wouldn't have worked as well for me. But it being an R-rated movie made it a lot funnier and in a lot of ways. But overall, it was just a very well done little rom-com. And so far, it is the best movie she's done. I mean, I've seen more of her movies than you have, But out of all the movies that she's got out right now, that's the best one. Way, way above Madam Web. Way. But that's going to forever be her worst movie. But this is her best movie so far. And I liked the horror movie that she just did with, and when she's playing the nun. That movie was good, but, and it's hard to compare the two, but this movie, I can see why this movie was such a financial success and such a hit. So if you got time to watch it on Netflix, go out there, go check it out. All right. That was, I just wanted to get that out the way because I always promise to do entertainment news and reviews. So real fast, before we call it a night, I wanted to go, are there any other the comments that were coming in? I see people talking in the live chat. Answering any of our questions about X-Men or I'll anything.
Say Garuda Legends made a lot of comments about your X-Men. But
about the X-Men conversation? Let's highlight them. Let's see what...
She will be shocked to see how Magneto is still alive, losing his actual heart.
Who's she being? Rogue, maybe? Rogue? What do you...
It said,
she will be shocked to see how Magneto is still alive, losing his actual heart. I'm assuming that you mean... Rogue will be shocked. I'm assuming that's what you think. You think that's what what they mean, Lana? Rogue would be shocked.
Probably.
Magneto did survive more than Wolverine, and Magneto did hold a punch to the heart with a hole.
A punch to the heart with a hole in chest. Yeah, I remember hearing about that in that happened in the comic book that he was able to survive, not even having a heart, because he's so powerful he can make his blood. But I mean, but that writing doesn't make sense to me that Magneto can do that, because what I can understand you're moving the blood around with your powers, but you still need your heart to make new blood. You can't just sustain yourself like that. That don't make no sense. Your heart needs to be there so you can make new blood. You can't just have old blood running up and down your veins. It's gonna get nasty. But I mean, but they wanted to make that happen in the. I bet that Wolverine stabbed his heart but didn't like destroy it. I'm pretty sure he'll be able to heal himself. But that whole thing about his heart being punched out of his chest that happened in the comic book, I don't think Disney Plus would have even approved that. I mean, I was surprised to even see Wolverine get those claws in there. But I mean, hey, that was a shock to me.
Return to mush.
Return, you said to who?
Turn to mush. Like when took out all the metal out of the out of Wolverine.
Yeah.
Oh, I yeah. I wasn't that expecting was... that scene. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, it was brutal. But yeah, overall, yeah, Wolverine getting that stab in and then Magneto, you know, retaliating. That's going to be a mess. I can't wait to see how they're going to talk about. I bet you all of the next episode, Wolverine's not even going to be in it. He's just going to be in pain and in the hospital the whole time, and we're not going to see Wolverine in action again until next season. That's what I'm assuming. But before, I think there was something that I forgot to do before, like the last time that we collaborated. I forgot to give you your moment real quick when we were talking about your cosplay, Lana. I forgot we did your top five of your favorite cosplay, but we forgot to mention the other cosplay, the horror cosplays that you've done. Now I don't think you can see what I have up on screen. Let's see if I can share that with you. Here we go. What do you see? This right here.
Yes, I see it.
What was this? This is a cosplay that I meant to show last time. What can you tell us about this one?
Well, from one of my favorite movies, like as a kid and even as an adult, Legend from, that's what it's called, Legend. There's so many movies with the name Legend now.
Tom Cruise Legend.
Yeah. Well, I call it Tim Curry Legend because he was Darkness, like, because that's what I remember the most is the unicorn and the demon.
Wasn't that the one where the little guy was like, "Kill her, Jack!"
Yeah, the little elf or dwarf, because they had all the like fantasy creatures in there, because it's all about, you know, the unicorns, the elves, the dwarfs, and like yin and yang.
Yeah.
You can't have darkness without, you know, the light, and you can't have light without darkness. You have to have both. Like, there's actually words throughout the movie where it really sticks with you because there's a lot of truth to it.
Yeah.
And it's said in such, I don't know, just a powerful way if you really listen to it. But the character I chose was Darkness, well, female version of Darkness from Legend, which was played by Tim Curry, which is one of my favorite actors,
Or
especially
may
because of
or
his
maybe
voice skills.
or maybe if in another universe, if Jack didn't succeed and he did marry his bride, maybe you're playing their daughter.
Maybe.
Maybe. But no, that's I forgot to the show one of those last time, and so I want to make sure that because you have a lot of and guys check out Lana Marie. Is it lanamarielive.com? Is that the full website?
LanaMarieLive.com.
Lanamarielive.com. Let's do a quick plug on it again. Let's tell them about that about where they can find your cosplay.
You can find pretty much all my costumes, my acting on Lana Marie Live or Lana Marie Live on any social media. That's my name
So
everywhere.
follow, yep. So follow Lana Marie on all the socials. Let her know that she should make a triumphant return back to Comicpalooza. She's not going to be there. You're still not going to be there this year, right?
No,
Maybe next year.
unfortunately.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
But when, but yeah, you can check out all of her cosplay work on LanaMarieLive.com. All right. I think that was it. Unless we have any questions, comments, or anything like that. I know for a fact that one last Magneto fact here. I know for a fact that Magneto will protect me if I was a mutant. So he's like team, well, obviously team Magneto all the way between me, Garuda Legends, and Lana. Everybody's team Magneto. So yeah. Professor X really effed that all up. So he's losing support left and right. But guys, that what was that?
It took too long to
To
come back.
come back, yeah,
Yeah.
you messed it all up. Scott had a whole baby, and he's like 50, and the baby's like 50 years old now. He took forever to get back. Professor was fucking up. All right, guys, that's the show. I appreciate you guys for joining us on another episode of As We Were Here Talking Through the Medias, as we always do on Thursday. Like for this week and the weeks leading up to Comicpalooza, we're only going to have one show, so there won't be like an After Dark on Fridays until after Comicpalooza. I'm only because now is the time where it's down to those last few episodes. This is episode 297. Next week, 298 and 299, and then episode 300 will be live at Comicpalooza. Guys, like I said, if you guys want to check us out at Comicpalooza, come watch us. If you're in the Houston area, if you're into cosplay, if you're into geek culture, if you're into comic books, just meeting celebrities that have entertained us throughout the years. Comicpalooza, they have it all. They have something for everybody out there. Go check us out there. Like I said, we're going to be live. I have a surprise cosplay that I'm going to reveal. I'm not ready to tell. I'm not going to reveal it now. I'll surprise you guys. Like anybody who's been there before, you know what I've done, but you're not ready for what I'm about to bring you this
Uh-oh.
year. So it's about to be all the way. After I'll let you know, Lana, after when we go off the air, but for everybody else, it's got to be a surprise. All right, guys. That's the show. I want to thank my guests for helping me out. Alana, once again, I mean, you've already given the plug, but one last time, if people want to reach out to you online, where can they do so?
LanaMarieLive.com or on my socials, it's all LanaMarieLive.
And Joy, if anybody wants to reach out to you, maybe if they do scrub hats or if they just want to say hi, where can they do so?
My TikTok is Viola Fagan, and my Instagram is Scrub Hats and More by Joy.
And for me, guys, for me,
For
for me.
me. For
If you want to reach out to
me.
me, you can reach out at Chris W. Fagan or at T3 Media Studios. And there's going to be an up. There's some new things coming to the website. I 50% done, and we're going to have more sponsors and things to talk about. And I'm pretty sure after Comic Palooza, we'll have all that stuff up and running to show you guys. So thank everybody in the live chat. Thank you, Garuda Legends. Thanks, Brianna, for joining us in the chat. And until next time, guys, have a good one. Peace. Thank you guys for watching our video. I really do appreciate it. Remember, you can support our show by becoming a member or a patron. So click the subscribe button. Don't forget to ring the bell for notifications so you'll never miss out on when we go live or post new content. Let's stay connected, grow this community together. Like, subscribe, comment, and let's keep talking.